podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice, prayer, and proclamation in the Gospel of Mark. We're in chapter 3 with verses 20 through 22. Jesus came home. Again, the crowd gathered, making it impossible for them even to eat. When his relatives heard of this, they set out to seize him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." The scribes who had come from Jerusalem said, "He is possessed by Beelzebul, and by the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Demons called his name. Demons try to shift the blame. If only they could take God out of his healings. His Father did ordain. Then maybe they could shift the blame. Obviously, Jesus didn't complain. He simply went home to see his mother and family, why Mark didn't explain. Maybe it was his father's death that nobody seems to mention, or maybe he was just close to home and needed to eat his mother's food again. There seems to be no mention. But from now on, Jesus would not be able to hide, for his reputation as a healer would work miracles wherever he goes. Jesus, we learn, has compassion for the least. As we learn to grow, gathering souls by his gospel, we repeat, it shows off the meek, redemption to know as love, faith, and hope of his mercy would show life eternal in peace, forgiving as we go, showing us to talk less and listen more, to love, repeat. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I pray that I can be forgiven for any of my malice in my life. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with this war in Ukraine. And in the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, the men in blue, especially a prayer for Howard Richman. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Living my life is Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Mark's gospel. We practice, pray, and proclaim chapter 3, verses 20 through 22. It's a two-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Beelzebul Possessed Jesus. Home came he, gathering a crowd again. Eating was impossible to see. Him seize for what relatives heard, not comprehend. Mind his gone meeting, repeating. Jerusalem scribes quoted, conceding. Beelzebul possessed, Jesus they were treating. By the demon's prince is he, outdriving demons, completing. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Wiggins. It's August 10th, 2022. I'm recording this morning. 6:33 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we're going to do a little discussion each day about our work with Kairos. Kairos is a prison ministry, non-denominational, works in all sorts of different types of prisons, men and women. We're getting ready to run our Kairos weekend in October. We can sure use some volunteers. Jesus states to us, "You visited me in prison." It's an important facet of following through with the gospel's request from him and him alone. So as we close today, I want you to think about anybody that might want to join and can reply to my study or my website itself. And I will explain how that can take place in Central Florida in the Lake Wales area. So today, we're going to be closing as we remind ourselves, oh, thank heavens for 7-Eleven and our good friends John and Marie. God bless you too. We're closing today at 7-Eleven in the name of Jesus. Looking for volunteers in Kairos. Put that to prayer. Pray for us as we go in the prison each week, sharing the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Jesus. Jesus.